Hudson Valley Focus Live, 8:50 already on this Thursday morning, broadcasting from the Inn at Belfield. And it's nice to have some folks stop by. Will Tatum, Dutchess County historian, was just at the microphone with us here. Uncle Mike?
Man, we're spoiled being here.
I know it. I know. Windows.
The only window you and I have is look at each other usually.
I know. Exactly. So
you keep threatening you're going to put a curtain up.
Larry Boudreaux's back at the microphone, and Tom Mulroy, of course, Tom Mulroy, CEO of T-Rex Capital, and Larry Boudreaux, president of the in Belfield project here. I'll get that straight one of these days. So, Larry, I really want to, thank you for, Larry, you've been a supporter of Hudson Valley Focus Live show for quite a while.
Yes, on the way up to work from Carmel, as soon as I get off 84, I'm heading up 9. I can pick you up, but you're telling me you're going to have a bigger reach, right?
I hope so. I'm going to go back by the station when we're done here and see if they're supposed to be delivering those tower sections this week, but so far I didn't see any out there.
They make me stand out there with a hanger out in the back trying to get better reception, so I don't have to do that anymore, I hope.
Before I forget, I want to thank you for inviting me. And Tom, thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for coming
to run Belfield here. It's a job of a lifetime. I also want to give a shout out to the guys in the trailer, Jared O'Connor and Ken Kriegel. They're there with me every day, and we get it done.
And it really is, Tom, we've spoken about this now many times. It takes lots of people, lots of different skills, all the way from the architects, the engineers, down through the tradespeople actually building the project. And I guess, I'll keep saying that over and over and over again, but
it's a team effort. There's no I in team.
Right. Yeah, and it really to help the public understand, and then backing up into the education system, the fact that our education system has to help bring along the people who have those diverse skill sets that we need.
You mentioned that. I just met one of the gentlemen here that his daughter is graduating, I think BOCES, as a welder. And she's only, 19, 20 years old. Mm-hmm. How many women do you see, or anyone, graduating as a welding person? I mean, she's going to be high demand, probably making $150,000 out of the gate. There's such a demand for that.
And Larry Boudreaux, you and I were talking about the career opportunities in project management. The numbers of openings and the salary ranges.
Happy to come back and talk about that.
Yeah, because it's critical. Uncle Mike?
Well, the conversation is finally happening. And you couldn't do what you do without the skilled labor. I mean, you can put the project together, but you're not going to go out and build the buildings.
I could probably manage a birdhouse. That's about it.
But my son is a perfect example. He's a diesel technician. He's making a great living. Yeah. When he came to me, not sure in high school, I said, look, I don't mind. We'll go. You want to go to college, we'll figure that out. But if you go to college and you get out and you're working in McDonald's or someplace like that, I am not going to be happy with this situation. So let's look at this. And he's always wanted to be, I drove a tractor trailer for 30 years. So he's always around that. And he was fascinated with it. He went to Lincoln Tech, got certified, and he had a job before he graduated. And he's been doing well ever since. So
we need more. There's a movement and we need more.
Yeah, absolutely. College, we say all the time, college isn't for everybody.
But again, Larry, and I think you've heard me say this, is that the person who starts out as the tradesperson go back even as an adult ed, and Dutchess Community College has construction management courses. You have a career pathway.
There's the whole PM certification can take any number of pathways. It's a global certification. You can be in industry, construction, software, anything.
And again, even subdividing that further, maybe it's in the medical industry. Maybe it is the construction industry, the IT industry, transportation. I have a family I've known for years and years and years. Their son was head of logistics for one of the great big box stores. I mean, keeping stuff moving is critical, as we all know. So, Tom Mulroy, I want to, it's fortunate that we've hooked up the last couple of years now, and much of that, I think, thanks to Larry Boudreaux making the introduction. But again, as this project moves forward, we will be, you know, back here doing some regular updates, because it is our area. I'm going to say it this way. Our area, this Hudson Valley region, deserves a project of this caliber.
I agree with you, and it's well long overdue.
Yeah.
So great people up here. I've met so many good people up here that are enthusiastic, not about our project, but about the area and the recognition that it's getting now post-COVID, and, you know, the people that are able to come up here and they don't want to leave. So I think that's been great to see the recognition of this area.
You know, we talk about it all the time. We've traveled all around the country. I've traveled all around the country, and there's nothing quite like the Hudson Valley. There's some great places out there.
It's a good way to end the conversation right there. Tom Mulroy, Larry Boudreaux, thank you. Listeners, meet me back here tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on Hudson Valley Focus Live on WKIP.